Time now for another community spotlight here on LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Bob Perreault and very pleased to be joined by Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health with the Leeds, Grenville and Lanark District Health Unit. Welcome back, Dr. Lee.
Always a pleasure.
And also welcoming back Andrew Dunn, Senior Public Health Inspector. Good to talk to you again, Andrew.
Oh, likewise. Thanks very much.
Well, low-cost rabies vaccination clinics for cats and dogs are coming up in Leeds, Grenville and Lanark. So let's start with you, Dr. Lee. Why does the health unit organize these clinics each year? I mean, generally you deal with people.
Yeah, but pets also connect with people. And so really we're trying to prevent rabies transmission to people in general. And we want to vaccinate as many cats and dogs as we possibly can. And really our goal of hosting this is to make it available to the communities, keeping pets vaccine status current, rabies vaccine status current. It protects people, it protects your pets as well from rabies. And so it's a really important thing for people to do, and we're happy to facilitate where we can.
Andrew, can you tell us when and where the clinics are being held this year?
Absolutely. First of all, I'd just like to announce that we're so pleased that we're able to partner with the vets and bring this important service back this year after a couple of years where we weren't able to. It's because of the pressures of COVID and the staffing and lots of other external pressures. So really happy to be able to provide this again this year. Our partnering veterinarians are from several municipalities throughout Leeds and Grenville County, including in Brockville, Kempville, Merrickville, in Augusta Township, Town of Prescott, in Lanark, Carlton Place, and Smiths Falls and Perth. So we have a good coverage. I'm not going to go through all the individual vet offices, but you can find all of them on our website, www.healthunit.org. Just look up rabies when you go on there. You can also call the office 1-800-660-5853 to inquire where the closest clinic to you is. Unfortunately, we haven't been able to cover every geographic region in our area, but if people look, they can hopefully find something that's convenient for them. We contact all of our vets when we start planning for this this program. But not, understandably, not all of them are able to participate because of various pressures and other commitments and constraints and things like that.
So, Dr. Lee, people will get a tag saying their pet is vaccinated after the clinic, right?
Yeah, so we do actually have proof of vaccine certificates that we provide, are provided by the vets because they're the ones organizing and actually doing it. This is something that you should keep in a safe place because it's often required by, for example, if you want to kennel your pet, if you're crossing the border, and then as well, the health unit, if there is an exposure to a human, the health unit does get involved and will ask for that proof of vaccination. I wanted to mention as well that the vaccines, you do have to re-get them periodically. So it's not just a matter of one and done. It is the concept of being up to date.
Now, Andrew, some things that people may not think about, or I guess some animals, are hunting dogs, barn cats, and even indoor cats. But of course, they should all get the vaccination as well.
Oh, absolutely. Being a rural area and a large number of hunters in our area, it's a really good idea not just a good idea, we forget that this actually is something that's legally required in Ontario, but hunting dogs in particular, just by their nature, are more apt to possibly come across other wild animals while doing their job. So really important for them to get their vaccinations up to date. Barn cats, sometimes they're not really considered pets, so they don't get cared for a lot. But some barns and some farms can have a lot of them. So it can get a bit pricey to get them all vaccinated, but it is still very important. The low-cost clinic provides an excellent opportunity to get cats vaccinated, especially barn cats. Sometimes we get questions from people who say, well, my cat's an indoor cat, never ever goes outside, so why do I have to get it vaccinated, or what's the point? Even indoors, animals come across wild things that have gotten into the house, and the perfect example is bats. I think we've come on here before and talked about bats and rabies and getting into the house, and we do get quite a few reports of people's cats that come up from the basement carrying a bat in their mouth. So it's just as important to get your indoor cats vaccinated as any other animal.
As far as those barn cats go, they're working cats, and you got to take care of them. Give those employees some benefits, and vaccinations should be one of them.
Absolutely.
Dr. Lee, how can we protect ourselves from exposure to rabies? Let's take the animals out of this conversation just for a moment.
Yeah, so lots of other things beyond vaccinating pets. So of course, staying away from unknown or wild animals, being really careful, to not be in contact with, for example, bats. If they're in the house, you can chase them out as long as they haven't touched you. Then that's fine, but that contact is really important to avoid. If someone in your family has been bitten or scratched or in contact with an animal that you're not cons or you're not sure about, or you're worried about rabies potentially, then seek medical attention. So the first line is, if you have primary care, family doc, nurse practitioner, something like that, then get in touch with them. You can go to your local hospital emergency department as well, or if it's something that you have questions to the health unit, we're always here to answer questions as well.
Now, Andrew, you just alluded to this, but we did talk about animal bites back in April. The health unit follows up on all the reports of bites, correct?
Yes, I think in April we talked about how to decrease the number of bites occurring in our area. I don't think that's quite happened yet, but it takes a little while for these campaigns to take hold. Here's hoping for next year. But yes, the health the on Province of Ontario has a rabies prevention program. Big part of that is following up with all animal bites. It's just to rule out the possibility of rabies when someone gets bitten. Particularly wild animal bites, they're of concern. But all animal bites, all pets, we don't know what our pets are involved with when we don't have our eyes on them. We do follow up with all of them just to rule out the possibility of rabies. Gives us a chance to double check with people to make sure that their pets are up to date with their vaccinations too. If your pet is involved in an animal bite, or if you've been bitten, you can report that to the health unit. If your pet's been involved in it, will likely that it will be reported via the hospital, especially if the victim has sought medical care. But it's important to know that if you ever get a call from the health unit because your dog has bitten someone, it's not a reprimand or a penalizing situation. It's purely a health follow-up situation. I'm sure there's many people out there that have been contacted by the health unit when their pet has had an interaction with someone.
Indeed. So, Dr. Lee, I know this is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to information, and I have a feeling you have a pretty good source that you can pass along for anyone who'd like to learn a little more.
Yeah, as always, the Health Unit's website at healthunit.org has all sorts of information. We have information about preventing animal bites. We have more information about those low-cost rabies vaccine clinics. And I should mention as well, I don't know if we mentioned earlier, that the vaccines are $25. It's cash only, please. And pets do need to be on a leash or in a carrier when they come. And that's just for everyone's safety and for efficiency. easy as well. In terms of other ways to get in touch with us, we are on Facebook. We're also on Twitter, with slash X, and we're also on Instagram. So lots of different ways for people to get in touch, learn more.
Excellent. Well, Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health, always a pleasure to speak with you, and I look forward to our next conversation next week.
Absolutely.
Andrew Dunn, a pleasure to speak with you again, sir, and we will speak with you in the future as well.
Thanks very much.
That'll do it for another Community Spotlight here on 88.1 MyFM and LanarkLeadsToday.ca. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.